Tardes, muy buenas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the press conference corresponding to the film Verbo Verb, which, as you know, will be presented, will be screened this evening, after this evening at 8 o'clock in the Anoeta Velodrome. To present the film, we have the presence, obviously, of the director Eduardo Chapero Jackson, the actors Alba García, Miguel Ángel Silvestre, and the producers Enrique López Lavín and Islaine Bagua. I think they want to say a few words before they commence the press conference. Just a few words, quite briefly, before giving the floor to Miguel Ángel, Eduardo, and to Alba, just to situate the film in the Telecinco Cinema, along the line of the films we make at Telecinco Cinema. One of the two approaches that we have is to identify directors or talent in which we believe in. And so therefore, in the case Verbo, we'd seen Eduardo short, so we were quite impressed by his work. And for this reason, we decided to provide him the tools in order to make the film Verb, which is a film which is quite ambitious. In the case of Verb or Verbo, we have the impression that we've made two things. That is to say, not only have we justified the potential that Eduardo has as a director, but also we've discovered an actress, it seems, a fantastic actress with Alba. In the case of Miguel Ángel, we'd already worked together for quite a long while, so it wasn't a discovery. Nothing else. I want to give the floor now to Eduardo. Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for being here. It's an honor to be at this festival. It's a dream as a director to be here with a film. And get ready this afternoon to see how it's screened in the Velodrome. We were there this morning, and it's quite an impact to see the size of it and to have our first contact with the audience. We're very happy. Thank you very much for supporting me, Telecinco. It's quite a peculiar sort of a strange film on paper, and for the confidence that you've given to me and also to Enrique and Belén, the producers. And we're here to answer the questions you ever deem pertinent to ask. Okay, so the journalists have the floor. First question, please. Hi, good afternoon. It's a question for Eduardo. I'd like to ask you, to what audience do you direct this film to? And do you think with the final product, have you attained the audience that you're looking for? Well, whether we've achieved it or not, we've still got to see, don't we? The first test is this morning this evening in the Anoeta Velodrome. It'll be a young audience, which is the main audience and to which Verbo is aimed at, though it's, albeit it's open, I've made it for all types of audiences or public. I think it's more directed to adolescents, perhaps. And I wanted to make a movie that takes them seriously and takes their interests and their great questions seriously, and I'm sure they have them, I know they have them, and to see whether we connect with them or not. Next question, please.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Hi, good afternoon. Just simply, the dialogues of the film quite often sound like hip-hop. I'd like to know how you worked on the script, and then to the actors, what was it like to portray dialogues with rhymes and so on and so forth? Well, the reason that it's in verse is for two different reasons. First of all is that I felt like telling a story or a fable, and as such, I thought about the books when I was a childhood, which are a lot of pictures, but there's always a rhyme at the bottom which guides you throughout the story and the pictures, and which means that you practice that language, and it gives a certain relevance to the importance of words. So therefore, that was one of the reasons to recover that sort of feeling as if it was a story for kids. And then the story is a story of a 15-year-old girl who's seeking her identity in the world. She's trying to understand the whys and whereabouts of her education, of her neighborhood, where she's going to in life. And I'd like her to write a fable that could help her to guide her through all of that. And one of the references that were very important for me was the hip-hop universe that precisely emerged from neighborhoods where boys and girls have nothing else than to be able to draw something on a screen or to express what they want via using their voice. That's what guided me through the film. And then to taking it into a, not into rap, but into a verse type approach where the characters expressed what they felt quite naturally and with the verse rhythm and as natural as they could do it themselves. And for them, obviously, it was a big challenge for them as actors so that they can talk about it. I didn't have to speak in verse. I just had to. I had to be quite surprised with everything that was going on. That part, or astonished with what was going on. I think that part of the work, I think Miguel can talk more about it. What was the experience with using verses in the dialogues? Well, it was a challenge, and above all, it was so closely linked to the hip-hop world, I had to give it... I paid attention to what the director told me, but it was an experience in itself, and there are phrases that I liked very much, the phrases and sentences. Something short, a short phrase can talk about so many things at the same time. And which way am I going to pronounce it, this way or another? And makes it much larger. And what you've got to let yourself go, according to what Edu told us, Eduardo, the director, that is to say. And that's it, basically. That was how it worked. I think for you, it was a bit of a surprise of working in verses. I'm going to the rap. We're going towards rap. There's a bit of a contamination of the stereotype of verse speaking as in a theatre or in a play. But that wasn't the approach. But I think that it was quite natural the way you undertook everything, actually, and assumed the way that you had to say your dialogues.
See,
yes, I have a question for the director and also for Eduardo, and that has to do along the lines of this hip-hop air that you gave to the film, because why did you set up a parallelism with El Quixote? Why is that double play on El Quixote? Well, for two reasons. One is quite basic, and that is I had to learn the Quixote, El Quixote, like everyone at school. And the truth was, it was difficult. To all of my colleagues, it was a year in which we studied a lot of classics, which are marvelous books to read. And you discover when you're much older, but at that age, it's very difficult to identify yourself with those books. So therefore, that's one of the storylines of the film, how a character like Sarah, who's lost, but she's looking for answers, and but her nearest surroundings don't give it to her, because provided for her, we have an education system for that, and I do believe we should work and use material which is closer to the younger adolescents, since they can feel more identified and more involved with literature, words, and education and language, but such is not the case. And that was one of the reasons. And also how, quite ironically, the character turns into a Quixote. She's a Quixote of an outskirts suburb, who, feeling that vacuum and void in her life, fills it of fantasy to a level where she almost loses touch with reality, just like Don Quixote. So therefore, I thought it's very interesting to play on that irony, but to play on those things that in that way, and I think it's very necessary to find something that identifies it, that gives you tools to locate yourself, to learn, and to something which is very important, which is the most important material that you, what you're going to, later on in life for you is you yourself. And so therefore, your emotional evolution is going to mark yourself. And education is not, doesn't deal with this enough, I think. And I think it's very important. And it should do.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next question, please.
Al fondo, sí.
Hola.
Hi. For Miguel Angel, do you think, well, how do you place this role within your career and whether you felt like doing it or portraying it to get out of your, of a series of roles that you normally played, or how do you place this within your career, so to speak?
Pues...
I haven't played too many roles in my life as a as an actor. So when Eduardo asked me to play the role, I saw it as a very good opportunity. It wasn't a decision, a specific decision for the character, but because of the story in which, for me personally, it moved me when I read it. I think it was very good for me to read it. It did me well. And what I mean is that in vis-a-vis the message that we want to transmit, to start to believe in yourself in those vulnerable moments. And I'll talk about myself here, obviously, what I've gone through in life, and to learn to have confidence in myself. And this is a message which is quite present throughout the film. And it's quite lyrically he tries to transmit to Sarah, but at least I see myself quite identified with Sarah's character in many moments. So therefore, I wanted to be at the service of a story of this nature and a character like Sarah's, which I think is very beautiful, or at least I liked it very much when I had the opportunity of seeing the film, to see her go through the mist and then find the light at the end of the tunnel. And how she comes out trusting and believing in herself and having confidence in herself, and how she comes out much stronger vis-a-vis something that is becoming bigger and bigger and larger, and fears us, makes us very, very fearful at that age. And I don't know. When I read the story, I felt like being there, and I wanted to be there. Next question, please.
Fondo.
At the back.
Hola, mi...
Hi, my question for Enrique. You brought three films, Apaches, to the festival. Let's say you brought three films. What do you base yourself upon to choose your projects, and why Verbo? Thank you very much for asking this question. I'm very happy it seems that we agreed upon you asking this question. But I'm very happy because we're never asked, producers never ask questions about what we're happy about, but I'm a producer. I'm a bit slow in reacting. So first of all, there's something which, as regards to this question and this film that we're talking about, I'm not going to talk about Intruders and the other film that we're very happy about, but especially, above all, I wanted to highlight something. This is a film which has a very specific narrative, very different to the other films that we've seen. It's a film which is... it's partially in verse. It initiates in a way which is quite realistic, and then it turns into fantasy that seeks, in an honest way, to transmit a message to a sector of the audience, quite honestly, which is the sector of adolescence, in which Spanish cinema hardly ever touches upon. I want to thank Eduardo to be so courageous, to make a film so courageous, so special, especially white out of the norm. When a film like that comes along, it's a big challenge. And Belen, my partner who's here, and myself, we are producers, we are novel producers, and all of a sudden you address it as a challenge and you say, well, okay, we're always complaining about making the same sort of films in Spanish cinema. Why aren't we going to launch ourselves with partners like Telecinco, who have always demonstrated they want to defend the films that they participate in, a film which is completely different to others? And I'm still trying to find answers to this question, but nevertheless, we're very proud, very proud. We're glad to be able to get onto the bandwagon of this story. It's a film which is a very courageous film aimed at an audience to the biggest amount of audience possible that want to reflect and think in fantasies. We're in very dark times at present, and the truth is it's much easier to sit down at a place where we don't believe in anything, in which the truth is we put a hood over it very cynically, and we don't believe any messages that come at us through entertainment like cinema. And I think there's room to make this type of cinema that, apart from entertaining, can also tell you in a very enlightened manner from the audience who buys a ticket that we can change a lot of things. And I think amongst all of the many things that this marvelous story has, made up by Eduardo and his crew and team, is to go that far, to achieve the objective. It's going to be premiered with, there's going to be an extraordinary test in Anoeta, a place that I like very much, because I always come to the San Sebastian Film Festival, and it's a spectacular place where we want to see the real test before the audience. And this is what we're aiming the film to achieve. I want you all to go, because it's a film festival open for everyone, and Anoeta is a great place to consume this story. And I hope the story that's told soaks into you one way or another. But above all, I could spend hours talking about it. I want to stop here because I felt like talking very much. I want to thank Eduardo and the cast and the crew, all of the illusion and the great kindness they've used, which seems very little, but it's quite a lot. And above all, I wanted to explain something. It's a gigantic, enormous story which escapes everything, but it's a handmade almost. We're a small production company. Eduardo has worked in short films a lot. That's all his experience. And the main actress, it's her first moment on the screen in this film, so therefore, to a certain extent, I would ask you to be an accomplice with you in the screening this evening, and to bear this in mind like a trip, a journey, an experience in which we've all launched ourselves in the deep end without there really existing any preconceived idea of where we want to go, apart from the pure journey and the pure adventure in itself.
Contesta eso a tu pregunta.
I hope I've answered your question.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next question, please.
No hay más preguntas.
No further questions? It seems that you've explained everything quite clearly. There's a question for the leading actress, for Alba. From the outset, when they choose you, it's your first script, this is your first time in cinema, and then what you've seen. It's one thing what you've done beforehand, and what you've seen. How have you lived it from the beginning to the end of the film? From the outset, well, when I read the script, it surprised me enormously. I didn't know exactly whether to do all this. It seemed to be very strange, but it drew my attention enormously, because essentially what it talked about is something that we've all got inside us, our essence. The essence of oneself. So therefore, the shooting of the film, which is the second stage of the work, was quite intensive. A lot of information, a lot of new things that I'd never seen before. I was like a sponge, really. I was soaking everything in, observing how my colleagues worked, and trying to keep it all in at the same time. And then there was a long stage, which was the post-production stage, and I was a bit awaiting what was going to emerge from all of that. And when I saw the film, I was truly moved. It seemed to me spectacular, and the editing work, the photography, the fact that the characters speak in verse. I love poetry, and all of a sudden, I thought it was, it seemed to be fantastic. I loved it. All of it. I'm still very happy.
¿Alguna pregunta más?
Any further questions?
Quería preguntarle.
I'd like to ask the director whether including animation in the film is also a nod towards young people, to the world of comics, or to the comic world, whether it was necessary for the story or to achieve that complicity with the type of music and with this element animation. Yes, it has to do with, I said before, about hip-hop. That is to say, I've enormously been moved in the outskirts, neighborhoods of a city, in places that are the product of a town planning that I think to be quite monstrous. And people live there, and all of a sudden you see a little graffiti on a wall, and all of a sudden it says something like, something that moves you. It's like a little piece of light in a place where it's where it really is required. So therefore animation enters into a system that the characters in the fantasy world have in order to communicate each other, to transmit messages to children or people who's out in the street who's prepared to read it. So therefore that emerges from these characters who in a certain way through animation communicate to each other. These are animated graffitis, and that is why we've used it. And also I think the film plays with something which is very important, which is it plays with ideals, just like Enrique said before. Especially nowadays in the times we live in, I think that we have an inertia to be silent, not say anything, get used to something, and there's sort of a certain sort of apathy, and I think there's a loss of illusion which is rampant in this generation. All of a sudden, just to simply take the freedom of being able to proclaim an ideal and put it on a wall, I think that's quite moving. And that's what the film has to do, deals with at the end of the day, how an adolescent addresses his ideals with the reality he or she sees and how you coexist with that. And that is not, that's happens with all adolescents, but later on we forget about it and we become much more comfortable or more reactive. And so therefore I thought it was good to appeal to that type of dream, which might be a bit naive, but it's necessary to have it to recover that state a little.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Next question, please.
Buenas tardes.
Hi, good afternoon. For Eduardo, how do you, your first feature film, with, how do you fit it into the rest of your career, and specifically after your trilogy of A Contraluz short films? I like the question because there is a clear relationship with me in the shorts that I've made. It looks to the dark side of we as people, because I think there's a lot to learn from there. Sometimes we deny what bothers us and we don't want to see it, and we walk on as if we were blind, and these shorts enter into that field. And here I wanted to go a bit further. Verbo tells how necessary it is to confront your ghosts and that type of internal journey where your ghosts emerge and your self-destructive side, your doubts, your lack of self-esteem and your conflicts with the world, how you can put it on the scene in a fantasy world with characters and to be able to get closer to the dark side of yourself and your relationship with everything that surrounds you and the presence of death. That at a certain level, what what it does precisely, put in contrast and help you to open your eyes towards life, to have it as an advisor, so to speak. And that's very useful in order to live.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next question, please.
¿Hay alguna pregunta más?
Any further questions?
Yo antes de terminar.
Before finishing, I want to thank Jesús, Mr. Rebordinos and the festival for giving us the opportunity and for having seen the potential of our film Verbo when confronting an impressive screening test like at the Velodrome in Anoeta tonight, where you're all invited to see. And I want to thank the illusion that they've placed and they've dedicated to the fact that we can bring a Spanish film different to many other Spanish films and that it can participate in that screening. We also have a little surprise at the end of that screening, and we want you to participate in the experience of the Velodrome this evening. Thank you very good, lots of luck this evening. Thank you very much for this press conference. Thank you.